Texte numéro 84. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Rising bright and early on a Saturday used to be a matter of survival in Germany. Until the 1990s, most shops closed for the weekend at 2 p.m. Today, you can shop until the wee hours every day except Sunday. In most German states, shop hours are, or about to be, fully liberalized. Germans have long fretted over time. Wasting it is verboten. Punctuality is required. When Robert Levine of California State University in Fresno tried to measure the speed of life in different countries some years ago, Germany proved the third fastest, behind Switzerland and Ireland. The country's austere Protestantism helps to explain this, but so may a culture of industrial might. The efficient division of labor requires a tight schedule, and the family model of a lone male breadwinner set a broad daily framework. With few mothers working, shop opening hours could be short. Schools could open for only half the day, most start at 8 a.m., and child care assistance was superfluous. Yet with the economy increasingly driven by services, this time corset is gradually loosening. More than half of employees now set their own working hours. As many as two-thirds of all women work, up from half in the 1970s. Then there is digital technology. Instead of arriving on the dot, you can send a text message apologizing for being late. With nearly 25 billion messages sent in 2005, Germany is one of Europe's text messaging champions. Even so, many Germans seem to have trouble adjusting to their new flexibility. There are objective reasons, such as the continuing lack of childcare facilities that make it harder for mothers to combine jobs and children. The many Germans without children still complain of stress, even though women work less than in many other countries. In part, this is all an outcome of rising wealth and ever more distractions. Yet there are also cultural barriers that keep Germans from using their time better. One is a bias against hiring help, which many see as akin to slavery. High labor costs also count. Germans spend much time toiling at home, unpaid. Few other places have so many home improvement stores. This being Germany, academics are busy analyzing the subject. Karl-Heinz Geisler, an educational pundit, argues that society must preserve its slow-go areas, such as shopping-free Sundays. Supported by trade unions and churches, he has founded a society to lobby for slowness. But Stefan Klein, author of a bestseller about time, does not want to turn back the clock. To him, the problem is not the speed of life, but a loss of control. Germans, he argues, must become masters of their own time, instead of mourning the passing of temporal crutches. Adapted from The Economist, January 2007.